Now, the diabetes drug Avandia has been under scrutiny, and it faces a crucial test today. Some studies show an increased risk of heart problems, even death, in people taking the drug. A panel of advisors to the Food and Drug Administration has reviewed thousands of pages of data on the drug's safety, and today the panel is set to vote on whether they think Avandia should be pulled from the market. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Several hundred thousand Americans with the most common type of diabetes, type 2, take Avandia. But not so long ago, millions did. Then in 2007 came the first public evidence that users of Avandia might have a higher risk of heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, and death. Sales plummeted. But as other studies have added evidence about the drug's possible harm, its maker, GlaxoSmithKline, has fought hard to keep it on the market. The company's main defense is a study it paid for. It's called by its acronym, RECORD. It turned out to be the main focus of a two-day FDA hearing that opened yesterday. Dr. Philip Holm, who led the study, insists it shows that Avandia, which is known generically as rosiglitazone, is actually safer than other drugs for diabetes.
The probability is enormously in favor of rosiglitazone, lowering deaths rather than increasing them.
And Murray Stewart of Glaxo stressed that rosiglitazone keeps blood sugar down.
Overall, when used appropriately, rosiglitazone has a positive benefit-risk profile and should remain a treatment option for patients with type 2 diabetes.
But the company ran up against strong critics within the FDA, more than when the agency decided 3 years ago to keep the drug on the market. This week's hearings, in fact, reveal a sharply divided FDA. Staffer Thomas Marciniak says one faction is pushing to keep the drug on the market. Another faction maintains it's killing thousands of people.
And then I think you have me. I have not been involved with rosiglitazone prior to fall of last year. I have this clean slate there. So I think what I mount to, is the tiebreaker in terms of whether this is a good or bad drug.
Marciniak proceeded to savage Glaxo's biggest study. When he delved into it, he found serious flaws, including whether or not patients had died and when.
In 2002, a patient is reported as died, and the investigator says he doesn't even know the year. No one checks up on this. This is all we know about this patient.
Marciniak found 8 heart attacks among rosiglitazone patients that had never been recorded. He told the advisory panel they shouldn't rely on Glaxo's big study.
You really can't depend upon it for safety. It does confirm the problems of heart failure and extends them regarding heart failure deaths, and in fact does suggest that rosiglitazone increases the risk for MI.
MI meaning myocardial infarction or heart attack. Other FDA staffers defended the RECORD study and questioned other data that seemed to indict the drug. But clearly, many within the FDA and its expert panel are troubled by the larger issue that this case represents.
The issue here is really truth.
That's Dr. Ellis Unger of the FDA.
The question is there a malfeasance here? Can we trust the results or not? And maybe the only way is to audit the whole trial. I don't know.
But that would take a long time, and the committee has to vote today. Then the FDA's top leaders will decide on what to do about this widely used drug. Richard Knox, NPR News.